got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday you were on this show
just yesterday. I thought, you know what? I'm second day in and I'm trying my hardest here.
You were a little fired up. Could I say that? Is that a fair estimate?
We played Monopoly on Sunday night. You did something that I've never seen in a game of Monopoly. Again, quickly, because we have a guest on the phone. Jess, what did you do that fired me up?
So me and my fiance were pooling our assets together, and each time each of us took a turn rolling, we would sell our properties to the other person for a dollar to protect our assets and save them from the bank.
And because you were sitting next to each other when your fiance just had a turn, he would sell them right
straight back to
you, so that he wouldn't have to also have the financial burden. Every person that called up yesterday when I asked, is this something you can do in Monopoly? Every person that got on air said no. A lot of people were quite mad with you, Jess.
Yeah.
There was one.
But there's nothing in the rules that says it's not a thing.
I just don't think that is concrete.
One person called and we didn't have time to get him on the show yesterday. But he's very passionate about Monopoly,
His
Tim.
His name is William from Lara. He's our Monopoly guy. William, you were a big fan of what Jess was doing in the game of Monopoly. Why?
Basically, with Monopoly, what they do is they have something called house rules. And you are allowed to come up and invent your own rules. And it is encouraged. It's written in the rule book itself.
Now, William, this wasn't discussed before the game. This happened when Jess and her fiancé were starting to financially hit hard times, and this was their compromise to stay in the game but keep assets in the family, as she kept saying.
Well, it doesn't state that something has to be written or unwritten. It can be ad hoc as you're playing.
See, Tim? William, you're a bit of a Monopoly expert, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm a bit of an aficionado.
How many games of Monopoly do you reckon you've played in your lifetime?
In my lifetime, I would probably say over 50.
Wow!
And even though that number might seem like a small number, you have to understand that these games would go for like 6 to 8 hours.
Oh my god!
Yeah, William, it just seems. I know the reason Jess has got you on the show, and she keeps saying, "Yeah, I've got this expert." My theory is that just because you agree with her, she's considered you to be a Monopoly expert.
William has said that you're going to write this a set of rules about this, aren't you, William? Have you ever seen anyone play this game?
Yeah, so I listened to it, and the way it was done, I can literally come in and create a rule set that's called Couples Play. And this can literally be bounced off as either husband and wife or just partners' teams.
I'm fine, William. I'm fine with teams' Monopoly. It's just teams' Monopoly began about 3 hours in, and then it was very much every man for themselves.
This man has played over 50 games of Monopoly,
that
Tim,
is wild.
And he is saying that it's okay. Can you accept that it was okay what I was doing?
No, because everyone else called up and started yelling at you.
Totally.
William, I admire your passion because I've definitely none of us are near 50 games of finished Monopoly, so I'm very, very impressed. But never call this station again because that is just
that.
An obscene thing to suggest.
It sounds like you have a very, very hard problem with this, don't you?
Yes,
I think someone needs Monopoly counseling.
All right, well. Now that you bring it up, I have been meaning to talk to someone.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And every single Tuesday, we play the most inclusive game in radio. It's called Spell My Name. Let's get into it.
Spell my name, spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yeah, 52232955. If you've got a name, we are going to spell it today.
We love giving people the thrill. Maybe you have a name that is commonly misheard, misspelt.
Yeah.
Reception paperwork, anytime you got to go to the doctor, it happens every single time. You're waiting for your name and they go, see your Bahane. It's Siobhan. Imagine being a, there's no Siobhan's now for the reason purely for the spelling, right?
100%. 100%. Too hard. And this is what this game is about too, Tim. You and I, we might not get that name spelled correctly, but you can hear your name spelled correctly on the radio, and then maybe people around you, around Geelong and the Surf Coast, will be able to spell it properly.
Start trends, you know? Yes. Start your name hearing it the right way. We've got Neve who's given us a call. Now, Neve, how old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. Now, okay. You've called up and you want us to spell your name. It's Neve, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. This is, it's a great name. Yeah. I really like it. N.
Yes, I do.
Double E V.
No.
Okay.
See, I went a different way.
Go for it.
I've gone N E A V E.
Wrong.
Oh.
How do we spell it, Neve?
N I A M H.
Oh.
H.
We would never get that, Neve. I'm so, so sorry. It is a lovely name, though. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
Okay. Well, not a great start. Maybe I think Tarn from Kerr Lewis, who's called up, has an easy one for us. Tarn, what name do you want us to spell?
My name.
Your name is Tarn?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God, Tim. T-A-R-N?
Yes.
Oh!
On the board. That's 22 names for the year.
Guys,
yes, Tarn.
There is a T-A-H-N, which is a Vietnamese spelling as well.
That's how I was going to spell it. So you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to give us 2 points. Tarn, you're an absolute superstar. Thank you very much, Jess. We got to keep striking while the iron's
hot,
right?
Sorry, I'm just putting in your cheeky point.
Yep, great. Cheeky point's a point. Tammy in Newcombe, you want us to spell your name? Is that correct?
Hello, yes.
Okay, so
yes,
I feel like now this could be very ignorant of me. I feel like there's only 2 ways to spell Tammy, right?
What?
There's actually a couple. There is a few ways of spelling it.
Okay, well, I'll go straight out for the what I believe to be the most acceptable?
Yep.
Not acceptable. That's a bad
word. Wow.
Hurtful. Standard. T A M M Y.
Oh, yes. That's easy.
See, I was going to go really tricky and just go with one M. I thought you were trying to trick us, Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy with a Y.
There you go, Tammy.
Yeah, some people spell it easy like that, and some people like to be a bit difficult. So.
All right. Well, lucky we're not difficult for you, Jess. We're on 24 now.
We are on 24.
If we get
one more, we're on track.
All right. Natika from Geelong has given us a call. Have I said that correctly, Natika?
Yes.
Okay. So,
how often do you get Nikita?
Every single time.
Yeah. Okay.
Every
well,
single time.
Let's try and do this right for you, Natika.
N-A-T-I-K-A.
No.
Oh.
Natika.
Natika.
Okay. N-A-T-E-E-K-A.
Wrong.
Can we have one more go each?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Wow, we're just breaking the rules now.
N-A-T-I-K-A-H.
Wrong.
Oh. Come on, Jess. It's in your waters. I can feel it.
N-A-T-E-E-K-A-H.
Wrong.
Oh.
We both just added H's onto what our other attempts were. Natika, how do we spell it?
It's N-A-R-T-I-K-A.
Natika.
Oh, Natika.
Yes.
Dang.
Dang, double dog, dang. Well, Natika, I'm sorry. We
That's
couldn't...
okay. No one ever gets it.
Yeah, well, we
I
don't...
really like it, though.
We don't want to be part of the problem,
no,
though,
you.
Natika. That's the issue that I have here. Call back in 2 weeks. Let's try and get this up and running again, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Well, one shy of being on our target, Tim, to get to 80 for the rest of the year.
This could be the best week we've had this year, spelling names on the radio. So pats on your chin, Jess. Good job, Tim and Jess.
Well done. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I've been hit with targeted advertising. It happens on Instagram mostly for me, and everyone has their own version of what they're getting targeted to. Maybe you were Googling something and your phone thought, well, you just want every version of this to be advertised to you.
I feel like sometimes
platforms.
I just talk near my phone and my phone will go, yeah, let's send her everything.
So if you said silk pillowcase,
yep.
Tomorrow you never know in your Instagram it might come
up. Tim, I've been engaged, 48 hours now? I'm already getting targeted ads for people for wedding venues, different celebrants.
Well, I'm sure you've been Googling them nonstop for the last 48 hours as well, so maybe you're helping the aliens as well. I have been targeted with one for, I'm going to say, a week, and initially I saw it, and it's your first thought. You go, that's so dumb. It's these weird little contraptions are the ones that I always get, and it's like, not too expensive, not too cheap.
Yeah.
Here's something that...
Like just cheap enough that you go, yeah, let's give it a go.
I've sent it to you on Instagram.
Let me open it up.
I want to introduce to you, because I'm starting to come around to it. They're called jaw toners. Have you heard of these?
No. What is this?
It is this weird little, like, silicon kind of thing that you put in your mouth and you chew it. Chew, 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 chew. There's three different levels of resistance, and it strengthens the muscles of your jawline.
Okay, you were laughing at your wife about this just this weekend.
No, she wants surgery, and that's a different thing.
I think you've got a pretty strong jaw as it is.
This is the thing. It leans into something that's not an insecurity but not a confidence point. Because I go, all right, I'm not ashamed of my jawline.
The before and afters
are
convincing.
Right?
I will give you that.
So I would say I'm probably on the... Because my beard helps me look like I have a stronger jawline. But underneath, all that hair is just insecurity. And
you're wearing a mask every day, Tim.
Every single day. And I'm slowly and surely... considering getting these jaw toners.
Free carry case included.
And it's
fits
got
to your bite.
Have you seen, you know how everyone used to make fun of me because my sunglasses, I had the string, so if they ever fell off my head, they have a string that you put around your neck. So in case you're chewing them and it falls out of your mouth, it just falls down like a stylish necklace.
Targets over 57 plus facial and neck muscles. This looks like a scam if I've ever seen one.
Some of the before and afters are very... almost scary, the afters. Like, the jawlines don't look natural. So I'm not going to become gym obsessed, obviously.
Results guaranteed or your money back.
Love that, Bart.
This is win-win, Timmy.
Do you think I should get into the jaw toners?
I think buy them.
Because we've spoken about it on the radio show, that's work, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to until you said for the show it's a good idea.
This is a tax write-off. And for the show, Tim, I think you definitely need to buy these for the show.
Do you know what would sound a lot better? My voice.
Yes.
With a stronger jaw, I would have much stronger presence on this radio show.
I think as a radio announcer, your jaw is very important and you should definitely buy them.
That's all I need to hear.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, have you heard the new term quiet stealth wealth or quiet luxury?
Stealth wealth, no.
Yeah.
It's my rap name, though.
Stealth wealth. Okay.
No, I've never heard of stealth wealth.
So it's this like new kind of trend where really wealthy people are not wearing big flashy brands and they're not like dressing to the nines.
The Zuckerberg theory.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
They're wearing maybe like a matching tracksuit set or like very muted tones and colours because they want to appear wealthy, but they don't want to be flashy about it.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
And so the newest trend...
If someone wears a matching tracksuit, that appears to be wealthy.
Yeah.
I must be loaded.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You do dress very stealthily, wealthily.
Because I can't afford the big brands, darling. I don't know what you're implying here.
Well, the latest act of stealth wealth is people are taking their covers off their smartphones. Naked smartphone means that you're wealthy enough that if your phone breaks, you can just buy another one.
I've been getting more feedback than I'm happy with about the cover of my phone.
Oh, you've got old man phone.
Protects the screen.
Okay. It's like a book.
Yes. And I'm reading everything.
Do you use one finger to tap on the screen as well? Or?
I'm just going to act it out.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep.
It's easier.
You just need reading glasses now and you'll be my mother.
Well, it's a flex to not have
it's a flex to not have a cover on your
phone. Because it's like, if I drop it, I'll just get a new phone. Who cares?
Doesn't matter. Ain't no thang. I got money.
That sounds like something that people would say often out loud.
And it's become popular because of shows like Succession, which shows a lot of very wealthy people, and none of them have covers on their phones.
Right.
Because why would they? They can buy a new phone if it breaks. And so I thought on 52232955, we'd ask, what are things that you see and you think, wow, that person's rich?
Oh, that doesn't necessarily scream
like,
money.
They've got like a Louis Vuitton bag or, you know, like they're carrying a wad of cash.
Okay. No, actually, I think for me, if I see someone with really, really, really clean white sneakers.
Really?
I'm like, where are you getting the money to keep them that clean? Because I've got white sneakers and they got dirty after two wears.
Just wash them, mate.
No.
Do you think white sneakers make a rich person?
Yep.
Right.
And socks, white socks. Really nice white socks.
For me, it's if a person has an ice maker in their fridge.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
That's rich.
Whoa.
That is wealth city. That's just bright. I've got ice on tap. All right.
It is, honestly. I look at it and I like.
I'll know I've made it the day I have ice maker in my fridge.
My parents got one in their new kitchen that they've just renovated. They've never had one in their life.
Congratulations. Your parents are loaded.
In their 70s and 60s. And I go over and I just press the thing and ice falls down. And I'm like, this is like what a butler should be experiencing. I don't know what I'm doing here. This is great.
52232955. What are things you see and you think, wow, that person's rich?
All right. Lloyd from Armstrong Creek. What is something that you see and think, yeah, they are rich?
Well, for me, two things. As a builder, well, carpenter, I think it's the million-dollar houses that I work on, and they roll up in their $100,000 Rolls Royces to come have a look at their houses.
Yeah, that'll do it for me as well, I reckon, Lloyd. Anything
not very stealthy.
Anything more subtle?
Or I'm working on very basic, nice houses. It'll cost you about $500,000, but they're putting in $10,000, $20,000 security systems or swimming pools in their backyard.
Yes.
Ooh, a swimming pool.
Swimming pools and security. You're not putting a $10,000 security system if you ain't got nothing to protect, Timmy.
I mean, I still don't want to get my house broken into.
Yeah, but you bought a Google Nest.
Yeah, I've got one. Well, don't reveal my security secrets. I'll tell people your address. We're going to go that way. Jared's in Hyden. He's also giving us a call. Jared, what's something you see and you go, yeah, you are rich?
It's got to be if your car is constantly clean.
On the inside.
You've either got too much money that you don't have a day job so you can keep it clean yourself, or you're paying someone to do it for you.
Right. That's
so
true.
No dental problem.
No one is just like, especially like if your car hasn't got any dents or anything in it, it's just like brand new.
Oh, no, let's not say hitting the curb and reversing into shopping trolleys is a wealthy thing to do, Jess. I think I agree. The inside of the car is the telltale, because if you can afford to get your car detailed on the inside,
yes,
that's la-di-da. Now you're living the life, Jared. Thank you very much.
Jared, how clean's your car at the moment, mate?
Well, that's what I'm looking at, and mine's awfully clean for how wealthy I am, so I don't know if it's...
Wow.
It might not be true as what I'm putting out.
What a brag.
Yeah, huge brag. Jared must own that new building that's coming up on Jeringup. I had a feeling. Classic property investor there. Oh, I feel worse now after we've talked about this because I have none of those things.
Not worse, just poor.
All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And Jess, I often find myself at this time of the night going, have we made Ben from workdays stick around way too much past when he actually stops working?
I never ask myself that.
Yes.
Because is it like, oh. It was more rhetorical, Ben, but let's get into it.
Tim and Jess, K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out so Benny can get home to bed. Ben brings us three news stories every single weekday. He will leave out some key elements and we fill in the blanks.
Just quickly, Ben, before you get into it. Now, I know this might sound a bit wild, but I actually watched the television version of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Oh, right.
Yes.
not as good as ours.
Nah, I agree. It's because they stole our idea.
Exactly. Yeah. In that order.
Wish.com, Tom Gleisner does it better.
How dare you diminish yourself? Tom Gleisner is the Wish version of Benny Rogers from Workday.
He certainly is.
If you say so. Hey, we'll start things off with one of the world's top urologists. He's weighed in on men's peeing habits, saying that most men are doing it wrong when it comes to emptying your bladder. Dr. Gerald Collins has said the correct way for men to do so is to what?
We talk about wee on the show far too much. I just want to put it out there.
I think it's a healthy amount.
Is it sit down like Tom Lewis from Breakfast?
You're supposed to sit down. It's more hygienic and better for your bladder health.
Do you know, I also heard a rumor. You know how everyone's always like, oh, your wee can't be too yellow. It's got to be clear.
Yeah.
Apparently that's like a full-blown, like you can, that's not the objective with your urine colour.
Yeah. Oh, it's not supposed to be clear.
No, but it's also not meant to be fluoro green. Like, it's somewhere in between.
Is
so it's meant to have a tinge.
Is yours fluoro green?
No. Okay. But I'm saying that some people's...
Go see a doctor, my
friend. Some people's art. Trust me, I see my wee doctor more than you think.
Can we put a show ban on wee talk?
No,
just next,
because...
Just the rest of the week.
Because you keep bringing up space and aliens, so I feel like every time you bring up space and aliens, I can bring up wee.
Okay, fair enough.
Little known fact, though, even just taking a multivitamin every day can change it to yellow, because that's your body getting rid of all the bits of that multivitamin that you didn't need.
It's like, nah.
So it's just filtering
if
all out.
If we don't need it, why'd they put it in there?
Because maybe you've already got that in like the stuff that you've eaten throughout the day. So it's like, hey, I didn't need the rest of it, so that can go.
I was getting very angry at vitamin doctors. I apologise.
a burglar has been caught on CCTV footage over in Canada robbing a bakery. He took only 6 cupcakes, but owner Emma Irvine was shocked to find something else was a bit different about the store after it was broken into. What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No.
He weed all over the muffins.
Oh, don't. We said no more wee chat.
He did not.
I never agreed. So no, and no?
Didn't do it.
Okay,
that, no.
Okay.
Had he also done some baking? Just helped out for the next day.
He was like, I can't be that much of a criminal. Gotta help him open up house.
The store was actually cleaner than she left it at the end of the day because he smashed through the glass window at the front of the store and made his way in there and then thought, hey, better clean up all the glass, and then he'd clean up some other messes around the store along the way just to be a good guy.
To be fair, have you ever stood on glass that's been shattered?
Is it sharp?
It bleeds.
Yeah,
blood.
I imagine it would.
So maybe, like, yes, you're a money criminal, but a human criminal, no. Fine in my books. Keep going.
And finally, a New Zealand pizza chain has offered a bizarre payment scheme for pizzas at their stores right now. What's the new payment service they're offering?
The new payment service is buy now, pay when you die.
Yeah. It's afterlife pay, basically.
Hey, Ben, ask Tim what the 7 deadly sins are.
What are they?
I can't remember, Jess. I know we spoke about it yesterday. Gluttony.
Yes.
Sex.
No. Lust.
Lust. Robbery.
Nope.
Weeing on muffins in a bakery.
No, enough with the wee. Come on.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Good buddy. Tim and Jess.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.